Hi guys, happy Monday and welcome back to a brand new episode of That's So Sabotage.
We are so excited to be back with a new episode for you guys, and this week we are going to be doing sabotage advice. And we did this at the very beginning of our podcast actually, a few episodes ago, and you guys really liked it and so did we. So we asked some new questions from you guys and you sent them in. So we picked our top ones. We're going to go through them, answer them. Don't worry, this will not be the last sabotage advice that we do. So if we didn't answer your question this time, send it again next time and we will be sure to answer it then. But yeah, we're so excited to be back and happy Monday.
And we're also going to keep all questions and concerns, dilemmas, everything anonymous. So you stunning queens obviously won't get exposed. And we're going to keep everything on the DL, but we're definitely going to answer your guys's or help you guys with your advice.
And before we get started, you guys know what time it is. This is when we wish we had a jingle. I swear we're just going to sing it one day and record it and play it back. But it is sabotage of the week time. And I'm going to kick it off. Mine hasn't been this sabotage lately, I feel like. Honestly, our sabotage moments haven't been that sabotage, which is sabotage in itself. But mine this week was, I was trying to shoot a campaign. I ended up shooting it 3 separate times. It was just one of those things that I just couldn't figure out how to shoot it. I just didn't like any of the photos, and it ended up taking me like a half a week to get done, which is sabotage and makes no sense and is such a waste of time. So, yeah.
Did you get it done though? Did you finish it?
I got it done. I'm still not crazy about it, but it's just one of those things, you know?
There's honestly nothing worse than having to reshoot content that you've already shot. Like, I feel like once you shoot that outfit, the magic of it is just completely gone. And do you know what I mean?
I agree.
Just like the magic is gone. And it leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
Yeah, it's even worse though when like you shoot it once, you don't get it. You go to shoot it a second time and you're still not happy with it. So I even stretched it as far as shooting a third time, which was my biggest mistake, because nothing happens good when you're shooting something a third time.
Third time is not the term when it comes to shooting. It's not the term. No. Also, ladies, if you're listening to this, then make sure when Nitz posts her hashtag ad, go double tap it and comment. Please. To give her the love she deserves for that hard work she put into that campaign.
Thank you.
So for my sabotage of the week, I think more sabotage than units, but not too sabotage. But you guys, believe it or not, I know you're going to all think I'm like literally crazy, but I'm moving again. And before you, before you like think I'm actually crazy, I'm still moving in the same building. So I'm not actually moving buildings, which is great. But when I originally moved into this building, which you guys know, I moved into it probably like maybe 2 months ago. Was it 2 months ago now? I think it was like 2 months
less,
ago.
Less, no?
Less was than 2 months
less,
ago.
Yeah.
Something like that. But I knew that I loved this building, but it's really hard to get into heritage buildings because there's not that many like units in the buildings. And it's just very hard to get into because a lot of people, whatever. Long story short, I told my landlord when I moved in that if a bigger unit came available, like I would get first dibs. So I thought it would be within like a year. I didn't realize it would be this fast, but he called me the other day and he was like, Emma, there's a new unit available and it's big and it's like a higher floor. Do you want it? And so I was like, yep, I'm going to take it. And it's a lot sooner than I thought, but sabotage, you guys, I'm moving again within 2 months of moving. So it's fine. Same building, but new unit. So it'll be fun. I can't wait to show you guys what it looks like.
New unit, new vibes, you know?
Totally.
No, it's honestly really stunning. And I love the vibe of it. I think it's going to be a good change. It's just very homey, actually.
Lots of natural sunlight.
Reminds me of New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
It really does. Like I told my sister, cause I was kind of explaining, obviously I was telling her what we did that day. And then I was like, Emma went and looked at a new place. And like, I went and just like saw it with her. The way I explained it to her, I was like, what you would see in a movie in like that's based in New York is like kind of what this place looks like. I don't know what it is, but I just see New York.
Mm-hmm. So it kind of reminds me of like Washington Heights area, but elevated, like where Josh used to live.
Right.
Like take his apartment and elevate it to be stunning. And that's what you get.
Cute. Yeah, cute. I mean, I'm sure you guys will be able to see it IRL soon, hopefully. It's cough, cough, hopefully. But Sophie, right. Obviously, you'll see it. I like it. I'm excited. I can't wait to show you guys on the gram. But Sophie, what was your most sabotage moment of the week?
Okay, so mine's a little bit TMI. So if you have an issue with that, then just fast forward. But so I forgot to take like two birth control pills in a row this week. And so usually when I forget to take one, I know it's really bad. You don't need to tell me. I know. I don't know what happened. I just was not on it with that whole situation. And so when that happens, I just randomly start bleeding because everything is off track. My cycle, you know, it happens.
It's
happened to you guys.
Girly tings. I get it.
I haven't been on the pill in a while. So,
Okay.
That's fair. I agree. Whenever I missed pills, I would for sure spot or like get a little bit.
Yeah, spot. Yeah. No, it's definitely a spotting situation. But anyway, so getting on with the story here, the sabotage moment. So I didn't realize that I was going to spot. And so I was getting ready for bed. I put on my favorite pair of cream pajama pants. They're so soft. They're really stunning. And I just hopped into bed, woke up the next morning, and I had spotted in my pants. And you know what? I was just like really, I was really thrown off because these are my favorite pajama pants and they have to be cream, of course.
Oh, of course.
So
at least they weren't cheetah, right?
Right, your cheetah pants. I miss those.
You guys, Nitz had these iconic cheetah pants that she'd wear to bed all the time. And she like literally wore them to shit. Like they were like actually falling apart. And so she literally threw them out. Like how sad is that?
No, but I FaceTimed you guys and showed you me throwing them out. The time has come and Emma and Sophie would make fun of me all the time. Like, oh, are you packing your cheetah pants? Like, of course you're in your cheetah pants. So it was a really sad moment.
We're like on your wedding night, like you're not going to be in white lingerie. Like you're going to be in your cheetah pants. Like that, those were the cheetah pants. So good. Anyway, Sophie,
back to the story time. So I had spotted in my pajama pants. And so, when I got out of bed, I went and I just was going to soak them in cold water to get the stain out or salvage what's left of these pants. So I just put them in the bathtub because I was like, kid, I want to put them in the sink. I don't know why I thought to the bathtub, but I have to clean out the bath anyway this week. So that's what I did. I just put them in the bathtub, let them soak. I forgot about them in there. And so by the time like Austin had woken up, and this was in our second bathroom, so not like the one that we always use, but he went into the bathroom and he saw my pants in the bathtub and I could just hear him and he's like, what's going on in here? And he's like, did you poop your pants? And I was like, no, I did not poop my pants. Are you kidding me? And so, yeah, that was my sabotage moment of the week because I was low-key mortified that his first thought is that I pooped myself, but right. No, it was just a little bit of spotting, and yeah, that's my sabotage moment.
That's actually amazing. That's
but I sabotage. Washed the pants, and I did save them. So
congratulations,
amazing! Yeah. I was gonna ask. I was gonna say, did you salvage the pants? So I'm glad you did.
There's a little bit of discoloration in the crotch area, just slight. You're never fully gonna get it back. Right. When something like that happens.
You're right. They're sewers.
You're never fully gonna get it back, but. Salvage for the most part. Okay. Sorry, rambling. Goodbye.
Anyway, ladies, shall we get into the episode?
Yes, let's do it. We always way too much time. You guys, let us know. If you're a listener, let us know. Like, do we spend way too much time on the sabotage of the week, or do you guys enjoy the story times? Like, we need to know.
Yeah, do you want it quick, like nice and quick, or do you enjoy the in-depth tutorials? Yes. You know? Yes. Anyway.
Let us know. Anyways, let's get into today's episode. We are doing sabotage advice, one of our favorite advice columns. We're going to do part two. We're going to get into the juicy questions. You guys sent in your dilemmas, your concerns, your questions, and we're going to get into it right now. So the first question, ladies, tips on getting out of a toxic friendship without having guilt. That's a really good question, ladies. I need to know your advice.
That's a good question. And I think the best way to not have guilt is, how do you put it? You just have to realize that you have to put yourself first, and you want to surround yourself with people who make you feel good and people who, you know, just honestly, life is just too short for anything else. So when you come to that realization, and I guess the older you get too, the more busy you are, you just have less time to maintain friendships, less time for yourself, and you really want to start prioritizing how you spend your time. So when you really come to that realization, and this is more of like an experience, you have to experience it for yourself to really understand it. But when you do, you won't have that guilt, because you'll see how much more time you have for the people who do make you feel good, and more time for yourself and your family. And we just aren't wasting time in 2021. You know, we know life is short. We're not about that anymore.
I completely agree with that. I feel like what you said about just prioritizing your time and spending it with people who truly have your best interest, and people that truly make you happy and make you feel good, is so important, because we are getting older and time is precious, ladies.
Time is of the essence.
But I also think, with that being said, is I feel like it's good to let the other person know maybe why or what the reason is, because I mean, that just like cutting the cord can also like be really upsetting for closure. Most friendship.
Fair.
Yeah, having that closure there is so important. And I just think that quality versus quantity is very important.
Yeah.
And just being around people that make you feel good. And I had a really good thought while you were speaking, Nitz, and I completely forgot what it was once I started speaking. So
we'll come back to it if you think.
Yeah,
of
we'll,
it.
Come we'll come back. Back.
We'll come no, back to it. Well, I also
think we really need to come back.
Yeah, we do. I also think something that's really helped me from getting out of toxic friendships, or letting go of a friendship that you feel like isn't, you know, adding anything to your life anymore, I feel like a really good thing to think about is that every person is in your life for a reason. And sometimes it's for only a certain amount of time. Sometimes it's only for a certain time in your life. And I think that that's a really good way to not have guilt, because I feel like letting go of that friendship, just to know that, you know what, that person was in my life for X amount of years and they were there for a reason. And now that time has passed and I'm moving on. But there's, you know what I mean? Like, there's no guilt when you realize that they were there for a reason, but now it's just time to let them go.
Fair.
Okay, so as you started speaking, I remembered.
Stunning.
And what I wanted to say is, not all friendships are meant to last. You have your childhood best friends who played such a huge part in your life, and you may go different ways in life, but you'll always look at those people as huge people that played a part in your life. And so I think not all friendships are meant to last. And if something is not serving you purpose, why are you keeping it? Why are you holding on to something that's really not making you happy and isn't even there? Because there's going to be.
But not only not serving you purpose, I think so, which I agree with, but also like if they're not serving you purpose, but also adding toxic into your life is just like a double whammy. And like, it's even worse. So why hold on to these friendships? Let them go. Like Nitz and obviously Sophie just said too, like, life is too short. Time is of the essence, ladies. Surround yourself with stunning queens.
Next question is, if your best friend is cheating on her boyfriend, would you tell the boyfriend?
That is such a hard question, you guys. Like, that is such a scary question. I really think, okay, my initial thought is obviously like, you don't want anyone cheating in a relationship. That's like so horrible. No one wants that. You never want to keep a secret from anyone. That's bottom line here. But it really depends on your relationship with the boyfriend and with the girlfriend, like, or the friend, whoever you're closer with, whatever. Like, it really just depends, because sometimes you just don't want to insert yourself in that type of drama. Like we said, life is short. Like, maybe inserting yourself is just going to make things worse, and just you're inserting yourself in something that you don't want to be inserted into. So I don't know. That's like a really, 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 really hard question.
I feel like I would talk to your friend first and just be like, yo, I do not think that this is cool that you did that. And like, if you don't say something to him, I might have to, because I'm so uncomfortable mm-hmm. knowing this information. And it has nothing to do with you, mm-hmm. but it's just me being brought into this.
Yeah.
And the moment you find out something like that, you're involved. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's almost just as bad knowing that information and not, but also if you don't even know the boyfriend, it's like, why insert yourself? Like you said, it mm-hmm. depends on what the relationship is between mm-hmm. both people, but
I couldn't agree more. So hard. I think you took the words right out of my mouth. I think what you should do, because there's almost like there's a girl code too. You know what I mean? Like you also don't want to sabotage your best friend, but you also don't want to insert yourself. We don't know what the relationship is between you and your best friend's boyfriend. So really, like Sophie said, I really think the best way to go about this is to confront your friend from a mm-hmm. loving place. Like, mm-hmm. look, I'm trying to understand, why are you unhappy? Like, let's figure this out. But don't cause more drama than there already is, you know?
Yeah, right. That's the code. There's the code
And I mean, like, with your friend, depending on how she feels about the situation, like, you don't want to make her feel worse about what has already happened than she probably already does. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I think you, I don't know. It's so hard.
No, that's like literally such a tough advice. Like that's hard advice to give, because obviously none of us have clearly been in that situation before. But I would say step one, talk to your best friend. Really get to the down to it and talk to her and be like, be honest. Be like, why did you do this? Is there a reason why you did this? Do you think there's a reason behind it? There's some thoughts behind it that you're going to do it again. Do you want to be with this person? It really just, there's so many questions to be asked. And if she sees this boyfriend long-term, definitely tell him. But let's say that they're clearly not meant for each other. Honestly, some things are left better unsaid and it could just hurt the guy. So maybe break up with him. Clearly, you need to break up with him because you're clearly not, don't love him because you cheated on him. But if you don't see him long term anyways, maybe just break up with him and save him the pain of the cheating. It depends how much you cheated. Did you have sex with him? Did you just make out with someone? What was the cheating? Like, you know, there's so many different layers.
But also from the best friend perspective, is your best friend the one who's cheating? What kind of person is she? You know what I mean? Is this something mm-hmm. that's common? Is this the type of friend that you want to have? Mm-hmm. If this is like a one-off and, you know, people make mistakes, but I think the best way, again, is just to be honest with your best friend, try to resolve the situation between you two, and let her make her own decisions.
Yeah, that's great.
Totally.
Great advice, guys. I think that was like the best advice we could have come up with because we've clearly never been in that situation.
Yeah, the power of three brains. But anyway.
Okay, so that leads us into our next question. So someone sent in, my friend hooked up with my ex that I've been on and off with for 3 years. Is this friendship salvageable? And I'm just putting myself in your shoes. I feel like that's something I personally would not be okay with, depending on the relationship I had with this guy. I feel like if it was like someone that I'd been with for a really, really long time, that was like a very serious relationship. I know that you mentioned it was on and off. So like, I'm not really sure how serious this was, but 3 years is a long time. And if someone is your good friend, they're going to know all like the details, the tea, like everything that went on with you and this guy. And I don't think that it's cool that your friend went and did that, in my personal opinion. And I don't think I would want to be friends with someone that could do that to me, because they could just do it again in the future and it could be a lot worse. So,
well, like you said, it really depends on the, really depends on the relationship too. But I think it really comes down to the friendship. Like, how close were you with this girl? Was she like what Sophie and Nitz are to me? Because that wouldn't be fucking cool. I would be not cool with that, but I know that they wouldn't do that. So, you know what I mean? Like, it really depends on your friendship with that girl too, because girl code, that is like so off limits. The exes are fucking off limits. Like, if anyone were, even though let's say like, me and my ex are like, we've moved on. Like, we're happy. Like, we're moved on. If any of my friends hooked up with him, that is like code red. Like, absolutely fucking not.
No, but like, could you honestly imagine one of your friends, like me or say me or Nitz, came up to him and were like, we hooked up with your ex? Like, no.
No, never.
That would honestly, I feel like I would be so hurt.
I would be so hurt. And I honestly, like, yeah, you're putting it on both of them. Like, yeah, okay, your boyfriend as well as your ex-boyfriend, he hooked up with one of your friends. But at the end of the day, you broke up with that person. He's your ex. You're still best friends with your friend. He doesn't owe you anything. And that friendship that with that girl, she owes you everything. So no, I would be fucking livid. No chance.
But also in this scenario, we can't always, I feel like us as girls, our initial thought is to get mad at the other girl, when it takes two to tango in those situations. So he's just at fault, as she is. Like, he
No, I disagree, though.
No, but so for their exes now. But they're
he
like,
doesn't owe her anything.
No. I know he doesn't owe her anything, but I'm just saying he's just as much a part of this as she is. Mm-hmm. And it's always like us girls getting mad at the other girl when the guy should just be getting just as much heat as she is. But her loyalty is to you as a friend. That's what I was just getting into. And so I personally don't think that's cool because it's almost like they conspired that. And then it just like makes you think like, did he like her when I was friends with her and we were together?
So
like,
many questions now. So many questions. Like that. So many questions. Also,
alone.
Yeah. But also like another thought though, like you said, Soph, like you can't always like whatever blame the girl. But if like, let's say for an example, Soph or Nitz, like you guys, let's say had like a fling for 3 years on and off. You're now exes. I come to you and I'm like, hey guys, or hey Nitz, I know you were like hooking up with Tommy for 3 years on and off. And like, honestly, me and him hit it off and we're kind of into each other. And I know that you guys were hooking up, but like, do you think it's okay if I hook up with him? Would you be okay with it now that I've like asked for permission?
No.
Okay.
No chance. Okay,
well, I have something to add in. This is tea. This is story time. If you'll let me have this moment.
Yes.
And it's also your hair. I just can't look at you.
You look like if you guys could look at her right now, she looks like what's that girl from Star Wars?
Yeah. But no, okay. So when Austin and I first started talking, I wasn't really friends with this girl, but I was like acquaintances with her, and her and I worked together. We weren't close friends or anything, but she was like we had mutual friends and stuff. And she had saw Austin before me. He's probably listening to this in the other room with his ear pinned to the wall. But anyway, I just had a conversation with her and I was just like, hey, obviously everything had ended and like this was like a few years before, like this was years prior, but just like out of respect to her, even though she wasn't one of my close friends or anything, but her and I still worked together and I didn't want to make her feel uncomfortable. And so I just approached her and was just like, hey, I just wanted to let you know that obviously I like really like respect you and everything like that. But I just wanted to let you know, like I am talking to Austin right now and I just wanted to make sure you're okay with that because obviously like whatever. And she was like, oh my gosh, like, thank you so much for talking to me. Obviously I do not give a shit. I don't even know why you're asked. Like, I don't even know why you're talking to me about this, but I just like felt like it was the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. And I just like, felt like almost like a weight had been lifted over my shoulder lifted off of my shoulders because I would go to work and I'd be like, oh my gosh, like I feel so uncomfortable that like, I feel like I'm hiding something.
Right.
From
but her. That shows like your character though. And like, that's respectable that you went out of your way to ask permission, almost not ask permission, but also just like, maybe just to just say and give her the heads up in case she finds out there's someone else and there's rumors start. That's like all, that's just like a mess in itself. So I agree with that. Like, I mean, I think like I said, everything is circumstantial and like everything depends on the situation, but overall, I think all of our unanimous answer to that question is probably the friendship isn't salvageable because that's just not cool. That's not girl code. And we're all about women supporting women here. So,
and trust in all aspects is just gone.
Totally.
Like in any aspect of the friendship, the trust is gone. I
agree.
So,
okay. So speaking of relationships, ladies, this is a really great question. And I need to know what your advice is for this. So we've all been there, even if it's been in your current relationship, your past relationships, just like a hookup from Hinge or Tinder, or someone you're texting, whatever the case is. I want to know, how do you avoid getting the ick? And if you guys don't know what the ick is, if you're listening and you're like, what's the ick is kind of something where it's this feeling you get if you're texting someone or hooking up with someone and you're really into them. And then all of a sudden they do something that just throws you off. And all of a sudden, everything they do is gross. Everything they do, you're like, ew, ick, gross, can't do it, can't kiss them, can't even look at them the same. And it's just basically like game over. So how do you avoid getting the ick, ladies?
I'm going to jump on here because I used to swear that I would never have a boyfriend because the ick was my problem. And a little story time here. When I started going out with Josh, he asked me to be his girlfriend. The next morning, we both confessed this like a year or so later. The next morning, we both got the ick and considered
each other. What?
You never knew this?
No, I remember. I didn't know this.
I literally woke up and I opened my eyes And I go, what did I just do? Suddenly the thought of having a boyfriend and the thought of Josh, like, you just like freak out. You know what I mean? Yeah, you just get like this ick feeling, like suddenly he's yours and it's official. And you're like, ugh, I don't know if I want this. And my solution was, one, I actually left for a month the next day to Israel. He actually popped the question before I was going away, which is sabotage in its own.
He locked you down. He locked me down.
Why do you always have a flight to Israel after a big moment? Like, your first kiss, your period, you get a boyfriend.
I'm not joking, though. I literally flee the country. No, listen, and I think the space really helped, and I do mean that. I think space really helps. I'm not saying go flee to the other side of the world. In my case, that worked. But just the space really does like help you miss them a little bit. Like sometimes when you're spending a little time with the person is when you'd get the ick too. Like kind of like, you know, an example of when you're suddenly something that they do grosses you out. It's because you're with them all the time. So maybe take a day or two apart, miss them, you know. But other than that, it's just realize that it's normal and that I think icks come – like there's a period of an ick and you just have to wait it out. If that person
can come
is
and
right
–
exactly. So you can't like cancel this person out because you have the ick. Give it some time because, you know – 8 years later, I ended up marrying that guy, you know, or will be, not yet. So be patient.
So my advice to avoid getting the ick if you're dating is probably to take things slow, because I feel like the more mystery there is, the less of a chance there is to get the ick in the beginning stages. Do you guys agree with that? Like, I feel like the more you share, the more you can get the ick, because you can get too comfortable too fast. And then he does something and you're like, oh my God, this is going way too fast. It is way too much information right now. Like this is not the vibe check. And then you get the ick. So I feel like that is my personal advice for that. Like when you're dating, I think take it slow, have as much mystery as possible, because Nitz and Sophie, obviously I agree too. We all know we've all been in very long-term relationships. There's not much mystery after a few years. So I feel like if you're starting to date, like
AKA my sabotage of the week sitting in the
bed. Yes, exactly. Exactly. We've all been in long-term relationships when we're like, oh my God, how do we keep the fire alive? Cause there's no mystery. So I feel like if you're in the beginning stages of dating, like enjoy the mystery of it and enjoy like keeping things a secret, you know, that's the vibe check.
I agree. I think getting too comfortable too soon can hurt things. And I feel like, yeah, exactly. Taking it slow and like taking time, like don't spend every day together when you start hanging out or seeing someone, because you need to keep that mystery there, because you're going to find out things that you don't like real quick. It's better to find them out later on.
I agree. Yeah.
When like you're already invested and it's not
and
that
it's
big
too
of a
late.
Problem. Well, that's the thing. When it's not that big of a problem and you're
like, and you're already in love. Like I feel like once you're in love, the ick's different than when you're dating. Like once you're in love with this person, the ick.
And in the honeymoon stage, it's like.
You never have the ick in the honeymoon stage. There's no such thing as the ick in the honeymoon stage.
The ick is literally the worst. This is bringing me back to like crushes in high school and getting the ick suddenly.
Absolutely.
Oh, it sucks. It does suck.
If you're also in a long-term relationship though, or if you're in a relationship that you feel like you need to get out of because you have the ick, listen to that judgment too. Because if you think, like Nitz said, sometimes it's just a bump in the road and you end up marrying the guy, AKA Nitz and Josh. But for some people, like you get the ick and you're like, you know what? There's actually no salvaging this. And this ick is permanent and I got to move on and I got to get myself out of that relationship. So there's so many different types of icks, and just listen to your gut.
Well, and if you don't even love them, then like move on.
Totally.
Like
move on, sister.
There's going to be someone
else.
But
I think too, recognize that the ick is sometimes you overthinking it. You know what I mean? Like I was so nervous that suddenly I had a boyfriend that I overthought it and got the ick, like the ick feeling kind of thing. You also have to realize to just like try not to care. You know what I mean? Like the second you overthink it is when you get the ick. So you have to train you have to wire your brain differently.
100%. And I also think, I don't know if you guys are going to agree with me on this, but I feel like you need to separate having high standards and then having the ick, because I have some friends that are single right now and just like their standards are so, so high, like almost like too high that it's not even achievable. It's like he can't have all of those qualities. And if he doesn't, then you have the ick. Do you know what I mean? Like there has to be some flaws there. There has to be something there that isn't perfect. And I feel like if everything gives you the ick, like maybe just lower your standards a slight bit. Obviously, if it's something that like you can't get past, then walk away. But you know what I mean? Just like having standards that are too high, it's like you can't check off every single box.
You can't have it all.
And like being realistic.
That's the thing. We don't check off every single box that we would like to for ourselves, but like we do what we can.
Right.
We try our best.
No, so I totally agree with that. And honestly, in general, you guys, if you get the ick, listen to your gut, depending how big the ick is, leave or not leave. Like, you know what? The ick could be different for everybody. But yeah, definitely just try to avoid it. Honestly, the ick sucks.
Next question, or I guess advice, is tips on how to avoid texting your ex when you're down or when you have the urge to talk to them.
Oh, and this is a good one.
What I feel like always works is when you give yourself a reason to be mad at your ex. So find a way to think of the situation as if, you know, your ex did you dirty. He hurt you. He's not worth your time. You deserve better. And the second you're able to put yourself on a pedestal and put yourself first, that's when I feel like you don't have the urge to talk to them because you know you deserve better. Even if they're generally a nice person, find a reason to believe that they, you know, didn't treat you right, or they, you know, aren't worth your time, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
It does. I'm just going to go ahead and say delete their number from your phone, because the moment you have a few drinks at girls' night, there's no stopping you. And I feel like also I'm just speaking off my previous experience, which is so sabotage, obviously from back in the day. It's from back in the day. And I would just delete their number from your phone. You can't. Like, then,
but that's easier said than done. Yeah, how do you just because then you go out of your life?
Here's the thing, been there, done that, but then you go to their DMs, or been there, done that, then you go to their Snapchat. You know, it's just so, yeah.
When is the right time to just completely cut them out? Like, how do you do that at the start? You can't.
You can't.
I think, well, yeah, you can't just cut it out from the start, but I think just, yeah, trying to block them out of your life as much as possible. Like, mute their Instagram stories. You don't need to see what they're doing. Yeah. You know what? You're trying to move on. You don't need to see that. You don't need to unfollow them. You don't need to be petty. You can if you want to. And if it's like actually damaging to your mental health and to your progress, definitely remove them from all aspects of your life. But I would honestly say delete them, because like I said, it's girls' night. You're having wine. You're going to want to text them. And
that's just the truth.
You shouldn't be doing that. I think, sorry, I just need to quickly add this in before you chime in. I think tell a friend, tell your bestie when you have the urge to start texting them, so she knows, so she can keep an eye on you, and she can keep an eye on you, and she can say like, Sophie, what are you doing? Emma, what are you doing? Like, Nitz, what are you doing? And like, be on you so that you're not, your mind isn't going there.
Yes, I so agree. You need to have a sister squad having your back that night or that day, whatever the case is. I feel like, though, in my experience, when you're feeling down and you're like, shoot, I kind of want to text them right now. I kind of want to see what they're up to. I kind of want to see if they're okay, which is so normal, you guys. And if you're going through a breakup, like, don't think that you're like, you're not just hung up on them. Like, that's, it's genuinely a feeling to want to know if they're okay or not, or like what they're up to, whatever the case is. But what I have found helpful is that, if, especially because I live alone and that I don't always have my girls over. Yes, on a girls' night, obviously your girls are with you, so they can be like, bitch, I'm taking your phone for the night. But when you're home alone and you're like, whatever, not feeling it, you're like kind of down and you feel the urge to text them and no one's there to stop you, I find it really helpful when you have like a go-to buddy to like FaceTime when you're feeling that urge. So always have that like go-to person, or like your girlfriends, your sister, whoever is in your life that you really trust, FaceTime them and be like, hey, I really want to text this person right now. I'm feeling really sad. I'm feeling, you know, down about myself. I want to text them. What do I do? And then get them to like help you almost change your mindset and kind of like distract you. I feel like distractions are the number one key
to a breakup.
Like, the, no, you guys, like, I'm telling you from experience, the number one key to a breakup is distraction.
We know.
No, distraction is everything. Okay. Everything. 100%. If you're busy, your mind is too busy to think about it. When you're bored, that's all you think about. So you need to stay distracted. So I think that, yeah, the thing that's helped me is when I'm down and I'm like wanting to text my ex or wanting to see what he's up to, I call one of you guys, or I call my sister, call a friend, whatever. And I'm like, okay, we need to do something right now to distract me.
I actually take my advice back, because I think that one is so much better.
Totally. I can honestly say I don't think I've ever hung out with my friends more in my life than when I was going through a breakup.
For sure, yeah.
I was with them 24/7. And if you know me, I love alone time.
Yeah.
I was with someone at all times.
Well, no, like, look at me. I usually am always, I'm usually such a homebody. I've gone out every weekend with a friend to, like, even if it's with Soph, like, going to cocktails or, like, with my other girlfriend or my sister going to dinner for the night, like, whatever it is. Obviously, we can't, like, go out right now. But, like, I am out every weekend because sisters, we got to stay distracted.
But isn't that so nice, too? Like, you suddenly have the time to see all these people and find the joy and the excitement in seeing all these people and hanging out with people who you don't used to see or didn't used to see. Sorry, that wasn't English. Because you had a boyfriend. It's like now you suddenly have the time. And I said this in the last episode, but this might be the last time that you're single, you know?
Yeah.
So live it up, sister, and make the most of it.
Yeah, I agree. And I think just like the main thing to take away is distract yourself and always have something to look forward to. Because I feel like if you always have something to look forward to, you never feel like you're like, you never fully sit down and go, oh my God, I have nothing to do. I don't know what to do. I need to text him. That's all I can think about. So always have a plan made with a girlfriend, with your family, whatever the case is.
So I think just moral of the story is don't do it, sister. Just you have your girlfriends, you have your family, you have animals, you have like your cat, dog, you know what? Don't do it. It's not worth it. And it's just going to make you sad all over again. And if you're making progress, you don't want to ruin it. So I think that that's where we're going to end off this question and head in to our very last one. Honestly, this episode or this filming has gone by so quickly. I honestly don't even know where the time has gone.
It's such a, I love doing the sabotage advice column. It's so much fun.
I'm not joking. It might be one of my favorites.
Me too.
TBH. Okay, so very last question is how to know he's the one and that you're not settling.
Ooh,
very interesting.
Maybe Nitz, maybe
who, yeah, Nitz, you start.
Because you know that he's the one.
I just knew this was gonna come to me.
Sorry, but it's just the truth.
I think I'm gonna be fully transparent here. I think it's very natural to sometimes question it because people put so much like importance around is he the one, like you know, everyone's encouraging you to have really high, not high expectations, but like high standards in a way where you're putting yourself first and you know what you deserve and the kind of person who treats you the way that you should be treated and all of that. So the second someone does something wrong, especially if you meet the person while you're younger, you're like, is he the one? Is he not the one? Like you start questioning it. But I think it comes down to, do you see a future with that person and can you picture your life without that person? And that's the same thing with friendships. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, being the one, I'm assuming, is where you're headed towards marriage. Marriage is a license. And I think you have to commit to that person mentally before you can even, you know, realize that he's the one, if that makes sense. Like you're committed to that person. You're willing to work it out. It's honestly really interesting. Sometimes I look at Josh and I'm like, I hate that I keep using him as an example. I swear I'm not that girl. Whatever it may be. But it's like, or even you guys, it's like you look at someone that's so important in your life and you just think to yourself, like, how did we not know each other our whole lives? Like, how did we, like, what was life before? You know what I mean? And aww. I know what I'm getting.
Oh, that's so cute.
But I actually mean it. You know what I mean? You can't picture your life without this person, whether it's a friend, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, whatever it may be. That's when you know that this relationship is special and is worth fighting for. Mic drop.
Oh, that was like very well said, Nitz. And I honestly, I wholeheartedly agree with that. And that's, it was really good advice.
The point is, though, that no relationship worth having should or does come easy. It does take work. And I think when you realize that, that's when you put things into perspective.
Well said. Mic drop.
Thank you.
Okay. So my advice for this, to know he's the one and know that you're not settling, is that I feel like every girl should know and should be aware that it's okay to kind of walk away from something if you think you're settling or if you're not sure if you're settling. It's totally normal to be questioning a relationship, like Nitz said. But if you have any type of doubt and it's like a deep doubt, I think that it's worth walking away and trying new things, putting yourself out there, really exploring what's out there before settling down, because you really don't know he's the one until you know it, like Nitz said. And like Nitz said, she knew Josh was the one. She knew. She looked at him and was like, I cannot live my life without you. But if you have any slight doubt, I think it's so worth it to take a step back. You know, you can revisit the relationship. You totally can. He may be the one for you, but I feel like it's very important to go out there, put yourself out there, try everything you can, travel, take time for yourself, love yourself first, and then revisit it if you still want to. Because maybe by then you might be like, wow, I can't believe I thought he was the one, because I went out there and I was like, oh my God, I looked and found what was out there. Am I getting my thoughts across right, you guys? Yeah. You getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm just kind of to counteract what you're saying. I'm just curious to know, obviously we don't know this answer, but like, I'm curious to know, what if then you're ready to like revisit that relationship, but
that's
they're
what I
not
was gonna
or
say.
Vice versa.
I was gonna
and they, it. And they, yeah. So I'm curious to know kind of what, because obviously you can't just like go jump back into a relationship and be like, I'm ready now, I found myself, like, I know you're the one. Like, I feel like that's a very hard conversation, because what if then that other person comes back to you and is like, well, during this time, I've realized that you're
but
not.
Or they could have met someone else, you know?
But then I don't think he's the one, you know what I mean? Then he's not the one. Because if you go back and you're like, wait, I think you might be the one. He's like, well, I don't think you're the one. And then you're like, oh shit. Okay. Then you weren't the one. Let me go back out there and let me go find something that, you know what I mean? I feel like at the end, you have to approach it in the sense of you have to come back and be like, if you really do think he's the one, but you don't want to be with someone who doesn't think you're the one. So he's clearly not the one. So I feel like, I don't know. I just think it's important to see what's out there. Make sure you know, like Nitz said, like, you want to feel what Nitz feels, you know, look at him. I can't live my life without you.
Totally. And I think my opinion on that whole, the whole topic of how to know you're not settling or how to know when you are, is I think it's just very important to figure out like what is important to you in a relationship, because everybody has their own different love languages and everybody needs different things and wants different things. And so I think it's important to realize what yours are and what theirs are and how you can deliver that to each other. Because I think especially in a social media world, it's such a highlight reel and everybody loves to post about how amazing their relationship is. And, oh, we're doing this. Oh, he's buying
AKA
me that.
Valentine's Day this year was unbearable. Oh.
Yeah.
Can we just talk about Valentine's Day this year? And it felt like it was 10 times worse than any other year. I don't know what it was.
Than any year. Any year.
No, it was horrible.
I don't know either what it was.
Also, going through a breakup during Valentine's Day, I never knew what it was like. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I was always in a relationship and I always would – girls that were going through breakups during it were like, oh, this sucks. And I'm like, no, girl. Like, yeah, get it, girl. Like, you're fine. But being now on that side, like, genuinely, social media is so toxic on Valentine's Day, and I'll never be that girl again to be like, oh, my God, love you, boo. Like, my Valentine, like, no chance. Like, basically what you're saying, Soph, like, it's such a highlight reel and so fake. Yeah. Like, I'll never – I hope to never be that girl for anyone else again.
I mean, it's definitely, I think it's very important though, like, share the moments that are good, but if it's not good, why are you sharing something that's not there? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's just, yeah, I think a lot of people on social media like to share that they have such a great relationship, but every single relationship is different. Everybody fights. Everybody has things that piss them off. It's just, it's normal, but nobody likes to talk about that, especially on Instagram stories. It's always like the best of the best. And totally. You know what I mean? It's just, that can also like hurt kind of like what your expectations are, because you may think that they're not doing enough because of what you see someone else doing and providing for their significant other, but you don't even know the story behind that. They could have fought all day. And then he like bought her a purse.
I agree.
And treated her horribly.
And then said it better.
And then to make her
feel better. You just took the words straight out of our mouth. We totally agree with you. Instagram and social media is just, do not compare your relation to race. Okay, that wasn't English. Do not compare your relationship to a social media relationship. It's just not it, sis.
And I think just to kind of wrap up everything I said is just like really realize what is valuable to you in a relationship and what you want. Like, I personally love words of affirmation.
Oh yeah. What are your guys' love languages?
Quality time.
Yeah, me too.
Is number one. And I think the other one for me is physical touch, like cuddles and like holding hands and stuff like that. You know,
yes. I think that we're all the same. I think that we all have the same love languages. But oh, like, look at us.
You know what's so interesting? For Josh, for example, his is acts of service. And because that's not my love language, like, I'll clear my time to spend time with him. Like, I'll want to go cuddle. And he's like, no, show me you love me by, like, making me a sandwich or, like, taking out the trash. You know what I mean? Like, do something.
Right.
That is literally how mine – I don't know if Austin's are those exact ones, but, like, ours are the complete opposite. So that's where, like, things can be difficult because you think that, like, you're doing something nice for them.
Yes. Yes.
But – In reality, that's not their love language, so they're not appreciating
as much
it
as you would. Like, yes,
as much
oh
as
oh my
we
god,
are.
That is so and real. So I think, that is so real. Wow, yeah. You couldn't have said it better. So that is so real.
Mic drop. That's my mic drop of the episode. I really kind of fucked up at the beginning. I couldn't get my words out, and I really just put the episode on my back and ran. Sorry.
No, you guys, honestly, this was a great episode. I think we gave some good advice. You guys listening, let us know, Stunning Queens, if we did a good job. And let us know if you guys want this again, because I really enjoyed this episode. I know we did. So let us know if you guys did.
No, I'd do it every week.
Yeah, honestly, we could. I mean, it's our podcast. Yeah, it's our podcast. Okay, so I guess that sums up today's episode, you guys. So our stunning queen of the week, you guys, is Ricky Thompson. And if you guys don't follow Ricky Thompson on Instagram, you are living under a rock. He is so fucking funny. His videos literally make our day. Like, we laugh so hard. Me and Sophie actually have this video that we love, one of our favorites. And he goes, "The sun is shining.
He's shining."
And we always say it when the sun's out. We're always like, "The sun is shining." It's so fucking funny. He like literally cracks us up. And we actually met him at Coachella a few years back. And I actually remember going up to him and I was like, "Ricky T, like, you are an icon. Like, I love you." And he was like, "Yes, bitch. Like, get it, sister." Like, he was so cool in person.
So confident too. So just good energy.
The best energy IRL and online. So if you guys don't follow Ricky T, go follow him. He's so fucking funny. Honestly, you probably all follow him. But if you don't, on the off chance, you're welcome.
Ricky Thompson's the full name, by the way. But we just like to call him
Ricky
T.
Are we the only one?
But he's also very –
Are we the only ones that call him Ricky T?
I don't know.
I think so.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, we just call him Ricky T.
And he also has a BFF, though, Denzel.
That we love.
That we love. They are just like the dynamic duo. They are so funny. Such fashion icons. Oh, my God. You guys were obsessed. So go follow both of them, actually. They're both stunning queens.
Okay, so that is it for our sabotage advice. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We will see you guys next Monday. But make sure that you follow us on Spotify podcasts and Apple Podcast and subscribe. So we will see you guys next time. Thanks so much for listening.
We love you.
Bye. Mwah.